Ready Podcast. Shot of 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 Ready Podcast. Shout out to Brandy Podcast, man. This episode 152, man, with the legend, man, Nita Sky, man. What's good with you, Nita?
Now, I told you I am not a legend.
Man, there you go.
Well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, man. I appreciate you coming.
Well, thanks. You know what I mean? Appreciate
you having me. Yeah, man, because this is a small platform, like, you know, like, compared to what you want. You know what I'm saying? So. Man, for you to come mess with the small guys, man, I appreciate it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Already. Nah, man, but where you from, though, Nita?
I am from the east side of Oklahoma City.
Okay, okay, okay.
For sure.
Yeah, man, like, what schools did you go to out there?
I am a Douglas Trojan.
Okay, okay, ripped it.
Today's a Sobo.
Okay,
yeah. I do not know the score. Do you know the score?
No, I don't.
Okay, cool. We're just going to leave that there just in case.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay, man, so how was your Douglas experience like to you?
Well, Douglas was pretty cool to me because I came from a small elementary middle school. I went to Corpus Christi.
It was
a Catholic private school, and we were very small. My middle school 8th grade class had 10 people in there,
and we sat
in one classroom all day. And then I get to high school, and it's like, holy moly, we got lockers,
and it's
over 10 people here. So it was a shock, but I mean.
Man, yeah.
Yeah, it was a shock.
Man, so from Corpus Christi to Douglas, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a whole nother shot, you know what I'm saying?
It is. But the thing about it was is that Corpus Christi is predominantly black, or it was. So,
oh, it was?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
So it was just small.
Okay,
so then going over to Douglas, where it's public, you're not wearing uniforms all day, right. And it's 10, 20 times more.
Right.
You know, it was a little shock, but I fit in, I think.
Oh, okay. Man, so when did you start... like, to love the music then, like, you think?
I think I can kind of remember my earliest memories was probably back when, I don't know how old you are, Brandy.
Okay.
But Walt Baby Love and
okay,
all
Walt
of
Baby.
Yeah,
okay,
like,
Walt
that
Baby
was
Love.
Back in the day. I remember, like, listening to mix shows back then. It was like, huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was kind of my thing, so.
Man, so what did you think about the radio then?
So radio wasn't what I originally wanted to do.
Right,
so it
okay.
was more so I wanted to do TV.
Okay.
And I remember this is a very sad story. I've told it a lot. But when I was in third grade, they had like career day. It was like parent career day or something.
Okay.
And one of my peers' fathers came up there. He was a dentist. And he was like, you know, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I want to do TV. He was like, well, you're going to have to get your teeth fixed for that.
Mm.
And I mean, Brenda, you can see I got big teeth.
Okay,
and
yeah.
A little chipped up.
Okay.
But like after that,
I got gaps, you know what I mean? Like it's all good. Yeah.
So after that, that was kind of like a blow to the confidence. So it was but I still want to talk to people.
Yeah.
So radio it was.
Okay. So to a kid, he said that.
Third grade.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how powerful like adults, you know what I'm saying? Like when they talk to kids, that right there, like. That scarred you to where you didn't even want to do it no more.
Not
you know
even,
what I'm saying?
I don't like cameras.
Just off that comment, you think? Or did he make you think like, or did he point it out to you? Because you didn't even think about it.
I didn't
like,
think about
that.
It, but at the same time, here I am, what, 30 years later,
that's
and
I'm
still,
saying. It
still here.
You, right.
And I mean, teeth still big,
yeah.
Still spaced, and it is what it is. So I guess you just sort of kind of accept it. It's who I am.
Okay. So then you said radio.
Yeah.
Why radio?
Because I wanted to just talk to people.
Oh,
like
you
I'm
did?
A talker. I just want to talk and I can talk about nothing. So
right.
I might not be in the right place. Or maybe I am. I don't know.
So, yeah. Nah, man, but back then, like, it wasn't no podcast, it wasn't no videos out, it wasn't like people showing that they interview people. So what made you want to, like, what said, okay, man, I want to be like an MC on the radio?
I don't really know. I just wanted to talk to people and listen to music and talk, and that's kind of what I did.
Man, so what step did you make at first?
So I ended up going to Langston. Oh, you did? I went on my whole matriculation of school, was around my people. So I went to Langston. I got in a broadcast journalism program. So I have a degree in broadcast journalism. And I did radio at Langston, I believe my junior, senior year. Terrible at it.
Why were you terrible? Like,
because
what you
I'm so nervous. Like, oh, you was nervous on the mic? I was super nervous. Yeah, I had a show, I think it was late at night.
Oh, you did? Yeah, late night show.
I had a late night show, and it was back before, like,
music. How did they tune in?
We had a station. It was like in the car. It was 89.3 KALU. We had a station, and you would pick out your music on the wall. The system was so funny. It was like you had to put an X on the CD if you were going to play it, so nobody played it the next shift. Oh. Like, it was throwback. I remember being in there, and they had these little carts you put in and pop down.
Yeah,
and I was just nervous. One time, some guys came up there, and they were like looking at me to the point that I cried, because I just was like, no, I don't want you in here. I can't do this. It took a while for me to get used to it, even though I wanted to do it.
Yeah. So did your peers like say something like, man, that morning or anything?
Mm-mm. It was just like, we just gonna come up here because it was free range. If they work there, they can get in. Yeah.
Man, and what tunes did you play?
I remember playing.
Can you remember? You know what I'm saying?
I can remember playing 702.
Okay, 702.
I remember that. Because was it Steelo? No, I don't know. Wayne Wonder. Okay. No letting go, no holding back.
That was
one of them. What? And
man, and they still go to this day, though. You know, it's like still, that song.
Yeah. Listen, when I hear it, I am winding like my life depends on it. I've never, I'm not even a dancer. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember those jams. So that was what, 2000 and probably 2003?
Oh, okay, so. Yeah. Man, so was Langston cracking for you then?
Yeah, it was cracking. Although I didn't get out there, I wasn't like hosting anything. Because I was nervous. Like, okay, I was afraid. Like, I like to be behind.
Okay,
like,
right.
Just take my voice and that's it. That's all you get. I wasn't really out there like that. But,
Man, well, you could have emceed the party, though. You know what I'm saying? Man, like on the mic, man.
I still don't even do that now. And that's been years. Like, I'm not a front of the camera person, the front of the crowd person.
Okay, already. So did you graduate in 4 years?
I did. I graduated in 2004. From there, I ended up getting an internship at what was Citadel. It's now Cumulus Media, where I work.
Okay.
So I got an internship there my senior year, and then after it was over, they didn't have any on-air positions, which I wasn't really like tripping about. It would have been nice, but I knew I wasn't ready because that's the big league.
Right.
So I left, and I remember the dude I did my internship up under, he called me and he was like, hey, we got this new Spanish station, it's going on the air tomorrow or whatever, would you want to be a board operator? And I was like, okay. And that was like probably, I think it was like July 1st, 2004. And I went over there and I ran the board for Line de Mable.
Probably
from 2004 to maybe 2007, 2008, maybe. But it was the same company that owns Wout 104.9, where I work now. However, it was Wout 97.9 back then. Right. And I just kind of just kept on. And then ultimately, the program director gave me an opportunity to run the board late nights, I believe, with Jackie C or something like that. And I started doing some late night shifts. And one thing led to another. And I was Nita Sky.
Man.
Thank you, Jackie C. What's up?
Yeah. So what's like the board, you say, like...
It's similar.
What is that?
It's similar to what you have right there. So that's pretty much what we use to kind of run the show. Like, if we have live broadcasts, we can turn them on and turn them out and just kind of control everything. It's where the music comes through, where our little hotkeys and sound effects. So it's just a board, production board for the most part.
Man, so is it hard, though?
It's not. It's just you have to, once you know what
you gotta
be on
point, right?
You got to be on point. You got to pay attention. But it's a lot of time in between because, you know, you got songs playing and things like that. But, I mean, if you're a planner, and you're thinking about it, then you will know.
Okay,
you know when to go.
Exactly.
TTG. So yeah.
Man, so was you nervous on your intern then?
Like, well, my internship, like it was more so production.
Okay.
So I was loading commercials and editing and things like that. Okay. But like running the board, that was something that they taught me on the fly, like the next day, like, man. Boom, this is what it is and this is what you're going to do. And ultimately it wasn't hard because it was a new station, so they didn't have the DJ. So I was just mostly there to make sure that the commercials was playing on time and little kinks like that.
Okay.
So that was what it was. And then when the DJs came, I trained them. And keep in mind, it was a Spanish station.
Okay.
I don't speak Spanish. Right. So I learned a little Spanish with the DJs. So that was a really fun time in my life. We were going to OK Corral. They were having live broadcasts. And because I didn't know what they were saying when they were doing their live broadcasts, they called me Maria. So when I heard them say Echele Maria, I knew it was time to turn to the next thing. So that's kind of how we did it. And I would go to broadcast and they'd be like, this is Maria. And everybody's like, whoa, what? So yeah, it was kind of funny. So that was my start at Endemol until I transitioned over to 97.9.
Man, well, that's cool that you said yeah to that, though. You know what I'm saying? Because kids these days, man, I don't think they're going to say yeah to that.
You they
know
what won't. I'm and right. That's why you have to know when to hold them and when to fold them. And I knew that company had so much potential because not only did they own that station, they still own what? Sports Animal, Kiss.
Oh, they do?
Cat. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is a large company that owns a lot of our stations. So, you know, regardless, I would have hoped to have been able to transition to other stations if I needed to. But WOW was my speed.
Right. Sure. And like you already had like a foot in a door too, though, because you was an intern and then you started doing the board. So you was already thinking long term, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I wanted to. It was just one of those things of trying to get in the flow and finding my voice.
Okay.
And how I wanted to sound and not to try to sound like everybody else, but then also trying to fit in into that. I don't know the word I'm trying to use, into that genre, because that's top 40. It's not hip hop. Mm-hmm. It's not R&B. It's top 40. So it's like, yeah, I might have a more hip hop voice, but I need to try to balance it.
Okay.
So I can blend in over here. So that took a little while. And now here I am. And I'm like, I can do both.
Okay.
But that was 2004. Here I am 2020.
So. Right. Okay. Man, so how does one find a voice like that, though? You know, because I stutter on the mic, I get nervous and stuff like that. So how do you find your voice?
I think that's a part of it. You have to be yourself. Right. So you're going to stutter. You're going to stumble over your words.
Yeah,
and
but you live, though. This ain't live.
But
this is pre-recorded.
And that's how you become who you are. You know, you don't be like, oh, snap. Like, at first, I used to always panic, like, oh, I messed up and I made this... You know, I made a mistake, but now it's just like, I can't talk. You know, you just kind of joke it off, and then people just know, oh, Nita can't talk sometimes. You know, she's going to flub over her words.
Okay,
and so you just have to kind of embrace it and just listen. Also, listen back to how you sound.
Oh, yeah.
That helps. So you can be like, okay, I didn't like the way that sounded. let me try. You know, so I think just a whole bunch of trial and error and redundancy and doing it over and over for sure.
So your first time on the been like your first time actually on a live like on your show, not the Spanish, you know what I mean? And so how did it go?
I think it was so bad I probably forgot it.
It wasn't even that bad.
No, so I actually found one of my air checks from back then, and I was like, whoa, baby, who is that?
Yeah.
But I can't even remember. I'm pretty sure it was a whole bunch of shaking hands, running the board and talking. And,
So you had to do the boards and talk.
Yeah, because, you know, you have to cue the next commercial and stuff like that. Turn your mic up and down. So, Brandy, I don't know.
Yeah.
B, I don't know. But just know it probably was not the best, and I'm glad it was late at night. So, yeah.
Man, so when did you start to grow into your own personality, like you think?
I think that came probably toward around maybe 2009.
Oh, 2010.
Yeah. Okay. Well, because I don't remember how long I did, like, weekends and nights. And then ultimately, I ended up getting a Monday through Friday shift and then a Sunday shift. So I had a shift called the Sunday Night Booty Call.
Okay.
Where I played slow jams on Sunday.
Yeah, I remember that.
I would probably say that's probably once I started doing it every day.
Okay.
It made it a little bit Well, it did make it a little bit. It was easier because I'm doing it every day and you just got to get in there and do it. So I would probably say whenever I started doing six nights a week, that was when it was. And then ultimately.
Because you was comfortable, huh? Yeah. Okay.
Right. And also in that span, we started doing Hometown Sounds, which was a local segment that and Rich did on Wednesday. Right. So that was fun. So I got a chance to kind of like interact with people in the community, local artists, and do a little bit more interviewing, as well as getting a lot of like attention from the local artists and the local scene because they wanted to be on the radio. Okay, so that was probably when I started feeling my.
Yeah, that was big for the artists, though. Yeah. Like when y'all started doing that. Man, like for artists, like that made the artist feel like real, real big time. You know what I'm saying? And I can tell that from a fan's part because I got like artists as friends. And like, man, for them to be on the radio, man, it's like the be all end all for them. You know what I'm saying? So for y'all to do that, man, that was a good look for the city.
It was dope. And it had a good run. Like, yeah, I had a lot of fun doing that. Mm-hmm. I would probably say the ratings that night was off the chain for sure. So that was a lot of fun when we did that. And then probably, I think like 2011, they had some changes with the company and the company was bought out.
Okay.
And ultimately I got laid off.
Okay.
So I was probably gone from 2011, maybe somewhere off in there, to maybe 2015, 2016.
Oh, you was?
Yeah. I had a little hiatus and I was like, you know, I missed it, but I was like, not going back. And then I got a phone call and it was like, hey, we got a weekend shift. Do you want to do that? And I was like, oh, well, look at God.
Yeah.
And then I became Nita Sky again. So I've been doing my weekends.
Okay. Man, so when did you become like the Nita Sky, like to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, there's Nita Sky. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think that I am Nita Sky. I think that when I go in there and when people refer to me as Nita Sky, I become Nita Sky. But usually when people are like, oh, it's Nita Sky, I kind of I blush because to me, I'm just me.
Right.
And the fact that other people think that I'm big, I'm like, oh, you don't even know. Like, I drive a Honda.
Yeah, man. But it's not about that. Like, it's not about like what you got and what you possess. Like, it's. Like, it's about, like, what you bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? And they know your value, like, in the city. And they're putting a face to the voice. You know what I'm saying? Because they hear you all the time. You know what I'm saying? So for them to see you, it's like, okay, there's Nita Sky. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I don't know when that actually happened. I just, probably when my friends would hype me up. Like, we'll meet somebody and they'd be like, you know, this is Nita Sky. And it's like, it is me, so probably then when people would actually say it. And actually just maybe last week, I went to get I had a flat, so I went to the tire place and he pulled up my account and he read my email address and he goes, are you on the radio? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, wow. And he was like kind of making it a fan moment, but at the same time it was like, I just want this tire. And he was like, I feel like I'm talking to a celebrity. And I was like, bruh, I made it. So that was kind of, so it's those kind of moments where it's where you don't say it but somebody knows who you are and it's like, all
right. Right.
So yeah, it's out there.
So that time that you was off, man, so did you feel like uninspired?
I wouldn't say uninspired. I think it was more so of, to me, I felt like I failed some way. So I was just like, dang, I'm not Nita Sky anymore. I'm just Renita, you know, like, let me just go up under this rock, you know, So I don't think that I failed. But then to get called back, it was like,
Yeah, they need me type deal.
Well, not they need me, but. Yeah. This is me. Okay, like, I'm supposed to be doing this right now. So, yeah.
Okay, but if you was to get let go, like, today, like, at that same situation, I don't think that you'll feel like that. I don't think that you'll feel like that you failed. You know what I mean? Because, like, in this day and age, like, if somebody was to lose their job, it's like, okay, like, I lost my job. Like, it's not that big of a deal to lose your job and you feel like that you feel like these days, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like when people lose their job, they're more inspired to prove that they are that person, you know what I'm saying? Like today, but But in 2015, that wasn't around like that.
No, it was like 2011. So, okay, yeah, 2011, it was just,
most definitely.
Yeah, it was just like, nope, let me go and let me go under. I don't want nobody to ask me about it. That was my past. I don't want to be that person anymore. But now, no, I think that I will find a different way.
Exactly.
And some way to do something
right.
so that I can still enjoy it or whatever, because this is very fun. It's very fun to do. So
did the people, like, behind the scenes, like, did they help you grow? Like, as a personality?
I would say that they did. It was a lot of more so listening like their trials and things that happened with them. A lot of the people at that company have been there for a long time. So just kind of listening to their stories and then even listening to them and how they do their shows. It does help a little bit.
Now, before, like, as a young Nita Scott, like, did they coach you up and, like, and tell you, you should do it more like this or more like that? Like, how do they talk to you, like, to get you better?
So we would have air check sessions every week. So will pull your stuff up. Pull it and then just kind of sit there and piece by piece.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So,
like, y'all got to listen to it?
Yeah.
Like,
and that's
together?
Pretty, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's hard to sit there and listen with your manager and you like, and then they like, what did you do wrong or what could you have done? So they were very, very into that or whatever. So and then just like the other people, the on-air people, like, we just hyped each other. Like, it was one of those things. It was a family.
So that's like an athlete going and watch the film, like, with the coach, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's pretty tough. I don't think I can do that one right there, because I don't even like people, like, saying that they listen to the podcast. Just, like, sometimes, you know what I'm saying? So far, somebody that's, like, over you is like, ah, man.
But that's part of growing and growth. Like, you have to be able to take the criticism and the critique so that you can learn from it and grow from it. That's what you have to be able to do. And it sucks. Right. You don't want to hear it. But once you hear it, then now you're recognizing. Every time you do and say that little thing, it's like, oh, that's what they talked about. And it helps you get better. Like, those crutches is what we call it. And I have a lot of them. Because mine is, I will, a show to death.
Yeah.
Or yo. Terrible at it. So,
okay. Man, so what's one of your, like, man, your best moments on air, like, you think?
I don't know if I would say a best moment on air.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think. Just best time at the station, maybe.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, one of your funnest times.
Probably. I don't know what year it was, but I was asked to do a celebrity basketball game.
Okay.
So I guess I do have these memories. That's a long time. That's a long time. But I remember Dolla was there, RP Dolla.
Okay.
Wesley Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
I think we played on the same team.
You was hooping on the team.
Listen, okay. I was out there hooping. I was playing with some B and C and D and F list celebrities. Yeah. And then afterward, we all ended up linking up and going to the club downtown. So that was kind of fun, hanging out with these celebrities or whatever. And that's when I signed my first autograph. So that was a lot of fun. I remember that. The California Swag District. They taught me how to Dougie.
Oh, did they?
They did. They taught me how to Dougie. I still can't do it, but I learned it from them directly. It was a lot of fun times like that.
Yeah. So is there, like, any time, that you just bombed the whole show? You know what I mean? Like,
pretty sure it's a lot of those times.
Nah, it ain't a lot.
When you think about how many shows I've done.
So, how many shows have you done, like, you think? Like, over 1,000?
I don't. Maybe I need to sit down and do the math one day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't say it's been that many. It's been a while. It's been a lot.
So do y'all keep that?
I don't know now how the new system is.
Yeah.
I can't say yay or nay. I know back then we used to have to put a tape in. And every time the mic would cut on, it would automatically record it.
Oh, yeah.
Back when we would do our air check. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, that's how I used to record my show. Like, back then, like, when I was a kid, like, I'll put the tape in, then I hit the two buttons, and then I let the radio come on. Then I would talk, but I would still, like, record the radio on. Yeah, man.
That's dope. But, hey, do you still have those? Come on. They got to be somewhere out there.
Because I didn't even know that podcast was going to be around, so I didn't even keep none of that stuff, you know. And I didn't know how much I liked it back then, too, you know what I'm saying? But I really did like it because I had, like the Home Alone, like the little recorder thing that the kid had. Yeah, man, and I was recording.
I was recording
on that and all that, you know what I'm saying? So for me to be a podcaster now, it was just, I don't know, just meant to be, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's dope. That's dope. See, I didn't do all of that. I just wanted to talk.
Right. Okay.
I just want to talk.
Yeah.
Nobody's listening. At least one person is going to hear something that I said. So, yeah, I'm a talker.
Right. So, is that how you go about your show? Like as long as there's one person out there listening?
I actually just go about it like it's just me listening.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, just me talking to myself.
That's hard. You know what I'm saying? Because my solo shows is hard to me.
Yeah, no, it's just me talking to myself, and then I just pretend like it's other people out there.
You do?
Yeah, okay. It's a whole wild nation out there listening to me, and to me, it's like, hey, as long as it's on here.
Okay.
Hey, if you hear me, you hear me. Right. But, yeah, no, I don't think super, super hard about it, because then I will freak out.
Okay, yeah.
We'll freak out. Oh, my gosh, thousands of people listening.
So are you in the studio? Mm-hmm. How many people is in there with you?
Nobody.
Okay, just you?
Literally me.
And you doing the boards and everything?
By myself.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Boss. No. So, yeah, but it's really not a lot that goes into it.
Okay,
honestly, it's not a lot. You just talking in between songs or whatnot.
Man, so what did your kids think about it?
they actually, I don't know if they are super excited I am. Like, when they hear me, they might be like, is that Nita or whatever? But, beside that, no. When I told them, I was like, I'm going to shoot a podcast. And one of them was like, again? And I said, yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, do you get paid for that? And I was like, no, it's exposure. And she goes, I said, the fans love Nita Scott. And she goes, period. My girl. So,
no, they really love it, but they just trying to be too cool to show you. You know what I'm saying? But they really adore it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Because I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So,
do they stay up and listen, like sometimes?
No.
Or is it too late?
Just if they're in the car with their dad, they might listen. So, yeah.
Yeah. Man, so what does my boy Shep think of it?
Hey, he's been around for quite some time. Yeah, he's a supporter.
Okay,
for sure. I think that he's been through the transition. He was there before the Lego, and then he was there after. So I think he's the biggest fan.
So does he ever tell you good show?
I wasn't saying those words.
Right,
yeah,
because
he's not listening. Okay. But, but he knows that that's what I'm out here doing.
Okay, yeah. Nah, man, that's cool. You know what I mean? Okay, so far as today's radio, 2020 with the COVID, and then you got everybody on mics now. It seemed like everybody got a podcast, everybody got a YouTube. Man, so where do you see, the radio going?
I think that the radio is good now as far as local stuff, and if you just want to stay in the know with, I don't even know, prizes or just what's going on in the local community, that's what the radio is there for.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for it to stay and be as great as it is forever, but, all things are kind of changing and transitioning, who knows how it's going to be in the next 10 years, but right now I think it's good to keep the listeners and everybody involved with things that are actually going on in the community, because you get those podcasts and you're getting Pandora and all of that, and it's not catered to what's going on in your hometown, so I think that's what the radio is here for, so that you can feel like you have somebody that literally knows, oh dag, it was a wreck down the street, and that can kind of guide you and get that hometown feel.
Okay, right. So is the artist always in your inbox? Are they not?
Mm-mm.
Okay, see, and that right there, they should be in your inbox though. Like if they trying to get their songs off, like if they trying to show you their songs and stuff, shouldn't they be in your inbox?
Well, honestly, with the way things are now, there are so many ways for you to figure out how to get it directly to where it needs to go.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, hey, if you really want your song on the radio, you would go through all the correct channels. Not to say coming to me is wrong, but you know, there is a way to go directly to the page and kind of put that in and kind of get the bug in the right person's ear. Because I may not see the music director, you know, it could be like that. So not a bad thing, though. Like, I have had people, and since I'm not doing the hometown sounds anymore, you know, people aren't really, like, flocking to me. And a lot of people don't know I'm still back on the radio. But, yeah, if they do, I just direct them to the website.
Yeah. So do you keep up with the local? Like, do you... Like, there's so much music that comes out, man, like, every Friday. Who do you listen to, like, still? You know what I'm saying?
On the local scene?
No, just far, just, man, like, who do you play in your car?
Yeah. That's what you want to know. That's what you really want to know.
Yeah.
I'm, like, wait, feeling judged right now, and I haven't even said it. It's City Girls. I know.
Nah,
I am a City Girls. I will City Girls.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, I am that person. Who else am I listening to?
Man, so Nina got still got a like a little ratchet in her.
A lot of ratchet.
Okay,
in her.
Yeah,
a man. A lot of ratchet in her. So, yeah, and that's the kind of like, I'm here for the ratchet. But I've never listened to a whole Cardi B album. Like, yeah, I need the super ratchet.
Okay.
Yeah, let's rob people. Let's, you know, let's get this money, period.
Sis. Well, that WAP is super, super duper ratchet.
Listen, today I was listening to it and I was like, whoa.
Oh, it told you what.
It told me what, like, because when I first heard it and everybody's making a big deal about it, I'm like, it's not a big deal to me. Like, my mother listened to DJ Quick. Like,
okay, yeah, yeah.
She's Murdering Was the Case, you know, things like that. Scarface. So to me, that was nothing. Like, right. So I'm like, WAP is nothing. But today I was like, it was playing in my headphones and I was like, oh.
What?
So, yeah. It kind of made me blush a little bit, but listen to City Girls.
Okay, yeah. But my mom, like, tried to, like, she seen how much the music was an influence to me, right? So she tried to get me, like, to buy the clean version of the CD, like, at Walmart. So would you let your little girl, listen to this?
To WAP? Or City Girls.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's really no role model no more. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
That song, the thing is would I let them?
Yeah.
TikTok. That's all I'm going to say. They're going to hear it regardless.
I'm telling you.
And so it's hard to kind of keep kids from listening to things, and you know, when you tell them not to, that makes them want to do it more. We were all kids before,
exactly.
It's just, hey, I can only do so much, but as long as you know what you I can teach you the right from the wrong,
right? And they got the phone just like us,
just like, you know, us. Right?
There's no way to censor it anymore, you know what I'm saying? Because she told me to go to Walmart, and get the No Limit CDs, but these kids are not gonna do that these days, you know what I'm saying? Like, they get it. Right when we get it, they get it. You know what I'm saying?
Just
so, yeah.
Like that. Just like that. So, yeah, no. Woohoo. I'm thinking about the WAP and I'm like.
Man, it was the number one song.
It is. And I mean, it's catchy.
Yeah.
It's definitely catchy, but.
Yeah.
Today I was like, whoa. Whoa, ladies, what are we doing here?
That video, too. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Hey.
So do y'all get the stats then, like, far as like the new music and the number one and all that? Okay.
Yeah. The music director, program director, they do all of that, schedule all the music. So yeah. Say what's up on it.
Yeah. Okay, man. So then you say you work tonight, huh?
I do. I am your weekend girl. Fridays I am here, I am on WOW 104.9. Friday nights with the jump off mix, 10 PM to 1 AM. Mm-hmm. Saturdays, which is tonight, 8 p.m. to midnight with the Saturday Night Hot Mix. And I just picked up a Sunday shift. I do Sunday afternoons from 3 p.m. to 8.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Man, so tonight, like, what's like, man, what's the mood tonight? You know what I'm saying? Because people are going out, man, they listening to you, man, they getting ready and stuff. So what's tonight's mood?
Tonight is a mix show. Okay, mix so, show. Yeah, you're going to get the Cardis. You are going to get right. the ASAP Fergs, the Nickies, the Megans.
Yeah.
All of the hotness is out here. The baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what, you have a DJ that's mixing? Or
it's a mix that's in there. So, yeah.
Okay, already. Yeah, man, that's cool, man. Man, I'm glad you came out. You know what I mean? Like a real radio personality came out to my podcast, man. I really appreciate it, though, man. Like real talk, because I grew up listening to you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you make me sound like I'm old, but I am. Nah,
not that you old or that, but just the voice. You know what I'm saying? Like I was going, man, getting on the bus, man, with the Walkman and all that, and it's the voice in the ear, you know what I'm saying? So for you to come out to my platform years later like this, man, I'm just appreciative, you know
what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you had me. Thank you for still considering me after all these years. I appreciate that for sure.
Nah, man, you know, and man, you can start your own podcast, man, if you want, you know what I mean? Just holler at me, man, you know what I mean?
I can use these nice digs.
Oh, yeah, all that, you know what I'm saying? All that, man. So, yeah, man, just let me know, man, and I really appreciate it, though.
No, that's what's up, and thanks for having me. This is a dope setup for sure, for sure.
I appreciate it, man. Shout out Brandy Podcast, man. That's episode 152, man, with the legend, Nita Sky.
Have fun.
Man, I appreciate it, Nita, for real.
Thank you. Yeah.